Genesis chapter 10. These were the descendants of the sons of Noah, that is, Shem, Ham, Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmath. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and Dodanim. From these the coastland peoples separated and went into their lands, every one with its own language, according to their clans by their nations. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabteca. The sons of Raama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod, who was a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before Yahweh. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon, Uruk, Akkad, and Calna in the land of Shinar. Out of that land, he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ur, Calah, and Rezin, which was between Nineveh and Calah. It was a large city. Mizraim became the father of the Ludites, the Anamites, the Lahabites, the Naphtuhites, the Pathrusites, the Casluhites, from whom the Philistines came, and the Caphtorites. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of Heth, also of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the clans of the Canaanites spread out. The border of the Canaanites was from Sidon in the direction of Herar, as far as Gaza. And as one goes toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, by their clans, by their languages, in their lands, and in their nations. Sons also were born to Shem, the older brother of Japheth. Shem was also the ancestor of all the people of Eber. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Hether, and Meshech. Arphaxad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. Eber had two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Jeleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Their territory was from Mesha, all the way to Sephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to their clans and their languages, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies, by their nations. From these, the nations separated and went over the earth after the flood.